everybody. Welcome to WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And today we decided we were going to hop back into a resort review.
Yeah, it's been kind of a minute.
I mean, there's been a lot of stuff going on.
True. That's true.
And, you know, we're heading down here soon. Yep. By the time that this episode comes out, we will be like 1 week out from being back on property.
No one will be excited at all.
No. No.
Not even a little bit, especially me, who hasn't been there since 2019. Anyway,
I mean, you're just kind of chomping at the bit, but that's okay. Yes. So let's talk about the resort that we are all not staying at this time, because that seemed like a perfect thing to do, right?
Yeah. So why don't we just jump in? We've already just started with the moderate resorts that just happened. And Laurel, when you were a guest host, you were on the Riviera one. So this is your second resort review.
It is
adventure.
Yes. It's like your fourth or fifth episode, and you're back to a resort. Even to a resort though we again. Talk
Listen,
about how it's been forever.
How it's been. It's fine. At least I've stayed at this one at some point.
Right.
Yes. True. I mean, you stayed at the other one too.
So. Oh, well, at Riviera, I've stayed. I'm just saying. Like, don't know what your last one was, but probably didn't say.
It was Coronado Springs because it's kind of a hybrid with the Grand Destino
Tower. Yep.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So we decided we were going to move on to another large one that is very popular, and we are talking about Caribbean Beach, Caribbean Beach, however you want to pronounce it.
It's up to you.
I'm a Minnesotan. I go both ways.
Resort of the Caribbean. Which is another one of those big boy. I kind of equate it in the same world as like a Port Orleans. I just like interchange them because I stayed at both of them within like 3 years of each other when I was very young. So they just kind of like have like a short circuit swap out for me between the two of them. But I understand that the thing that I remember most about that one is just its pool, the main pool.
Yeah.
Which is so.
Yeah, we'll get into
pool.
It. I'm sure.
But anyway, we're doing that. So anyway, back to topic. So it is a modern resort, 200 acres. And it is on its own little man-made lake, which I totally forgot was a thing.
Isn't that a lake shared by...
It is shared now by Riviera.
Yeah. Riviera's on it, too. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay,
and
so
that's the one that you can walk around, and if you wanted to get to the Riviera stop, you could if you're on one side of Caribbean Beach. Is that closer?
Yeah, depending on where you are in Caribbean Beach, it is closer to walk to the Riviera station than it is to the main hub station.
Oh, got
which
it.
Is nice if you for if you map
Skyliner.
It out beforehand.
It.
Yeah, for the Skyliner. So if you map it out beforehand and you request a certain like island of rooms, you
Village.
Can get closer to that, which I think is great because then you can also take advantage of Riviera's great food.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, that's awesome.
Think about the food side of it.
Oh,
I was just thinking about transport.
Yep.
That's cool.
Now, I know that you brought up that there are different villages or islands that the different compounds within Caribbean Beach are named.
Yes.
And they correspond with different actual islands in the Caribbean, which I think is kind of cute as well. So Martinique, Barbados, Trinidad, Jamaica, and Aruba. Do you guys remember which ones you guys stayed at?
Oh, God.
I just remember my dad making really bad dad jokes when we were on the buses about all the different names. So, like, if we went to Aruba, Jamaica. It'd be like, Aruba!
Oh, oh got it. Yeah,
and
classic.
Barbados was Barbie dolls.
Oh, my God. Because
he had two girls.
Oh, that is the most dad joke.
That's my, like, memories of all these different island names.
Got it.
But I think we were in Trinidad, if I remember correctly.
So
we
you
stayed
weren't
there.
In Barbie dolls?
No,
or
we weren't.
Aruba.
No, unfortunately. But we've stayed there two or three times when I was growing up.
I want to say we were in Barbados, but I was very young, so I do not remember a lot about it. But I remember liking it, but also finding it huge. That's like what I remember
so
about
big.
It. Just being like really big, especially for a moderate,
mm-hmm.
which was interesting.
I'm the only person here that hasn't stayed on this property, so I feel like I'm going to be interviewing you two.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, it's spotty for me. But
and also, from this point forward, it'll be known as Aruba.
Aruba.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Mike Lewis.
opened in October 1st, 1988. I love how Disney keeps the October 1st theme.
Makes things real easy for us.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. Helps us podcasters a lot.
I almost stayed on this property though when I was going down in 2018 with my mom for that Halloween trip.
Oh yeah.
And then I found out after booking the room that it was under construction. because they were doing a refurb.
A much needed refurb.
My mom didn't want to be in a construction zone, so that's when we moved to the French Quarter.
Yeah.
So I missed out on my chance there, but it's fine because I wouldn't want to have stayed in a construction zone anyway.
Yeah, agreed.
And you know, and spoiler alert, but French Quarter is awesome, so we'll get to that too.
We'll get there eventually.
But another thing too is the did we already say that it had that each zone had its own pool? Did we already say that?
No.
That is a thing. They each kind of have their own little. It's nice because in like some like the All Stars and stuff, they make it really like you'd maybe get a pool for like one giant section, but it is a little bit better because you get some amenities that are kind of like localized to your village. But that's a separate. Yeah.
And the little village pools, like they're not, they don't have anything fun in them necessarily. The main pool, Old Port Royal pool, has like a.
The big
like fort in it.
Right.
But each village had their own little pool and like a laundry facility.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is kind of nice.
Now, the specs of this place, there's 1,536 rooms.
Yeah.
Some of them are themed though to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones I probably don't see like couples staying at. Unless you are really big fans of Johnny Depp. I don't know.
Yeah. I've also heard that those rooms are actually pretty far away from the main building, like the transportation and everything. So it's something to consider if you're wanting to stay in a room.
So it's inconvenient as well, as more expensive.
I saw those notes about the Pirates of the Caribbean theming the rooms, but I didn't see a lot about like what the theming was. Like, what do they do?
So they actually have the bed, and they give it like a little bow at the foot of the bed, and then there's like...
A mast on the wall.
Yeah, there's like... the awning is kind of like a flag overhead, and it has like the skull and crossbones. That sort of thing.
There's like a little skull and crossbones, looks like a shower curtain that kind of separates the bathroom area from the bedroom area.
It's
okay if you're a little kid and you just really love pirates, but overall I would say it's not the best of the themed rooms that I've seen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like I said, I don't see this as being a romantic getaway for couples. I mean, I'm not going to make that reference. This is a family podcast. That will be for our Patreon episode later.
They just bookmark that and subscribe to us on Patreon. It'll be fun.
Let's move into the main building and some of the stuff that we got there. So we're big foodies.
Yes.
And this place actually is pretty well known for their Sebastian's Bistro, which shocked me.
I didn't know it existed until I did the research. Yeah, I was not aware of its existence at all.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I had heard about it. I heard about their, like, bread that they have there that I heard is fabulous.
Big fan of bread.
I mean, we both are.
Right.
But it's like a pull-apart specialty bread, and then they have wings that are good and that sort of stuff. Actually, when it was closed for COVID, they were offering some of the favorites at the... Banana Cabana Pool Bar.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And so
they might still be doing that.
A lot of people were happy that they were able to still get their Sebastian Joe favorites, even though Sebastian Joe's wasn't open.
Or Sebastian's. Sebastian Joe's is a local ice cream parlor.
That is great ice cream, but...
I didn't even think of that. Jeez.
I mean, like, I get it, though.
God. Well, could somebody else talk?
They also have Centertown Market, which is kind of like their fast service option, which I remember as a kid going there every night and getting like strawberry sundaes after days at the park. So
I
have really great memories of that area.
Yeah.
They did refurbish that along with all the rooms, and it does have like a fresh new look. So it looks really nice. I actually went in there a few months ago when I was staying at Riviera. It's so close that you could kind of walk into the main building, and we were on the hunt for some ice cream. So we went over there, and it's really pretty. It's got a lot of different options there that you can choose from.
Don't they have like a breeze through feel for
it
those
does
areas
now,
too?
Yes, they have like rotating fans.
It has a sort of Old Key West outside under coverage, but still
but
you're in an
outside, like
outside awning walk through with the shops.
Yeah.
And you can get grab and go there, so that's really convenient.
Yeah, that's cool. That is interesting. I went through the menus on these because I just was interested to see, and I was like, oh, that's cool. They've got some kind of Caribbean kind of stuff, but on everything that had like their Caribbean flair kind of signature thing, all had this like cilantro lime tofu crema sauce, and I'm like, why? Why would you throw tofu in everything? This has chicken in it. Like
cilantro lime. It's just the only only thing that makes it Caribbean.
Right. But then why?
Not jerk.
But not jerk. No.
But why tofu? Why would you throw tofu into that? Like,
yeah, that is an odd choice.
Like, it was one thing to be like, why? This is a weird choice for everything, and then also adding tofu to it, making it difficult for a number of people not to have. Anyway. found it odd.
There's also Spyglass Grill, which is still closed right now, but it has small bites. It's a counter service that's poolside with an attached patio. And it offers breakfast, lunch, and dinner, mostly American-style food.
Right.
And some Caribbean inspiration is thrown in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think my favorite thing about Banana Cabana, though, is that they actually have swings for seats in some areas around
it. The pool bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like the idea of being able to, like, actually have a cocktail in a bar area, but you're on, like, a swing.
Yeah, there was like a little patio area attached to it, which is kind of cool. Yeah. It's neat. But yeah, so Banana Cabana is the only, to my knowledge, the only pool bar of all the pools. It's just the one at Port Royal.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of pools, let's just get into it. We talked about the smaller ones, but now we got the big guy, which is the Old Royal Pool.
Yeah.
And that one is fairly impressive as far as their decorations go.
Yeah. So I remember I was at the perfect age for that pool.
Same.
Like, you know, you have to be like, if you're at any other age, it's stupid. But it was just like, you get in there and you're like, oh my God, it's a real fort.
I'm going to climb up and go down that slide. And it's going to be amazing.
Right. And because it's Disney, you can just climb over everything and no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. The only complaint I remember about it being a thing was it was so packed.
It was really busy.
And it was... I'll say
it's not the biggest pool.
No,
for such a big resort,
right? And like the whole thing with like, I'm trying to remember. Like, I had a thought and it's gone. Great. Anyway,
all I know is there's cannons.
There is cannons and they shoot water and it's awesome. And there was something else about it that I was going to point out. It was really busy. It's gone. I'm sure I'll remember in like 10 minutes. Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know if they expected like all the little village pools to kind of take some of the pressure off of the main pool,
but
I don't think it really does
because
the kids are going there for like a fun experience. And when you see that, you don't want to go to the boring pool that's closer.
Right.
You want to go to the fort that has the cool curlicue slide and cannons. Obviously, there's no choice here.
Right.
So it is like it could be a bit bigger because that resort is gigantic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So along with that, just getting into some of the other recreational stuff. Pre-COVID, we can't confirm if these are still available or not, but there was an Islands of the Caribbean pirate cruise for children 4 to 12, and where you sail the Caribbean in search of treasure and adventure. Cruises available Sundays, Tuesdays, and Fridays, and we haven't confirmed if that's around or not. And then there was also one that was an Unsolved Mysteries of Barefoot Bay for kids 10 through 16. It's an adventure cruise on the Barefoot Bay Lake as well, where you're investigating a mystery of pirates of the past and experience an evening of immersive storytelling on this interactive boating scavenger hunt.
Listen, my young self would have eaten that up.
Some people were dinosaur people. I was a pirate person.
I was a dinosaur person. However. I was also a huge tomboy. So pirates were my jam.
I feel it.
Now, that being said, I was also shocked at the price at this one. Now, this is pre-COVID, but $39 for that sort of experience? It seems
fairly cheap. For Disney prices.
And it includes a snack.
A snack. Love a snack.
Don't forget your snack.
So were they out on boats? Like, I'm trying to figure out exactly. Okay, that's really interesting.
Probably just like...
maybe it lasted like 15 minutes and you went around and like spotted some, like had a map and you had to spot things.
Maybe you got a pontoon or something.
Yeah, like they pressed a button to like have an interactive story come up when you spotted something.
That's fun.
But I bet it would be fun. Yeah.
As per a lot of other resorts, there is a jogging trail.
Which goes around there and then probably brings you past Riviera.
It does go through Riviera as well.
That's pretty cool.
So you can feel a little bit more elite while you're jogging.
Right. It's a pretty trail, man. That area is so pretty when you go through Caribbean Beach and Riviera. It's just a gorgeous view because you have the Skyliner, you have Spaceship Earth there, you have the Caribbean Beach with all its colors. It's really pretty.
That's super cool. So you got that. There's obviously some. Is it beach volleyball? Like right on the water's edge? Or do we know? I don't remember.
I would assume it is.
Yeah, I'd have to assume it is. Yep. Fishing excursions, they don't do that on Barefoot Bay, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. It's a big enough lake.
Oh, I thought it was nearby. Anyway, I'm not going to fact check that now, but I can't remember because I have this like vague memory of it being like not on Barefoot Bay, but I could be wrong. could be wrong. And there's a, is that like a rent? Is it bike rental?
Yeah.
You can, so is that like just for the path?
Yes. For what he's, for everybody who's listening, what he's talking about is the Barefoot Bay, Bike Works.
Yes. Yes. I was, you know.
Like, yeah, like at the boardwalk. It's not Surrey Bikes, but it's like one person bikes that you can ride around the trails. And it's a little pretty ride when, especially like during sunset. Yeah. It's really pretty.
Yeah. So. And then, like we talked about before, for transportation here, the biggest pull is going to be your convenience to the Skyliner, because Caribbean Beach is literally the hub for where you can transfer to any other line, whether it be Hollywood Studios, Epcot, or even Pop. Yeah. So this is going to be the best place to be able to get to where you want to go the fastest.
Yes.
And there's a Joffrey's in the line. So... if you need your Joffrey's fix in the morning when you're getting, when there are bigger lines, because in the morning at that station, there are bigger lines because everybody's coming from every resort. And if they have to switch, they're getting off there. So it's nice to be able to just grab a little Joffrey's and get in line.
That is very cool.
But then, you know, for your Magic Kingdom and your Animal Kingdom and your Disney Springs, it's still going to be bus transportation.
Yes.
Right.
And you do have to, with this resort, go around to all the different villages. And there's a lot of different bus stops. So it is kind of... if you want to try to place yourself strategically to be like the first one on the bus, so the bus isn't full by the time it gets to your stop, that's something to think about too if you're looking to book this resort.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And then there is one little factoid which I'm bringing back from when we first started this, because there hasn't really been a lot of other...
we haven't had accidents and stuff in a long time.
No, we haven't, but there was actually an accident that happened with a cast member back in 2018. Yeah. And it was where they were crushed by a utility cart that he was repairing.
Oh.
And OSHA is not suing Disney for it. So that was the article that I read. Therefore, it wasn't Disney's fault, but it just happened as an accident, which is a thing. It's not like, you know, John Lennon leaving the Beatles or somebody sitting at the top of the contemporary and... waving away bees and falling to their doom.
Right, right, right.
It just happened. It was an accident.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So that is on that fun note.
On that fun note, because that's what we're about.
That has been Caribbean Beach.
Very fun.
Yeah. I mean, I know that we're probably going to end up on this trip. There's nothing stopping us because you're going to do a walkabout too, and you're going to be right in that area.
Yeah.
You could potentially go and check it out and.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
I'm for sure going to Riviera, but maybe I'll take a little hike around or
it's really close if you decide to. It's a nice walk. It's not too far. But obviously I have a soft spot for Riviera, so if you're gonna check out one,
I'll just drag you with me. It'll be great.
And on that note, this has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great big beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.